This is Dr. Masood Shah dictating. Patient's name is Stanley Sokolowski. Sokolowski. Stanley, Stanley. Date of birth is 3/15/1948. Date of service is 6/1/2026. Mr. Sokolowski is seen in his room today with complaints of redness and swelling in both the lower extremities. He has a blister on his toe also. He denies any complaints of any significant pain. He does have chronic back pain. He denies any complaints of any chest pain or shortness of breath. He denies any palpitations. He denies any complaints of any nausea or vomiting. He denies any diarrhea. He states that it has progressed, the redness and the blister has increased in the last couple of days. He denies any complaints of chest pain. He denies any shortness of breath. He denies any palpitations. Denies any headache, no fever or chills. No other complaints. On examination, general appearance was normal. HEENT examination was normal. Neck was supple, no JVD, no lymphadenopathy. Heart SMS2 was audible. Lungs was clear to auscultation. No rails, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. Bowel sounds were positive. Extremities, chronic edema, both lower extremities, chronic dermatitis, blister on his on his left and right toe. One of the blisters has been popped by putting his shoe. It's slightly warm and redness is present on the toe as well as the lower part of the foot. Impression number one, cellulitis, both lower extremities, / feet. Next, chronic bilateral lower extremity swelling. Next, diabetic neck, type 2 diabetes mellitus. Next, diabetic neuropathy. Next, chronic venous insufficiency. Next, chronic stasis dermatitis. Next, history of vascular dementia. Next, depressive disorder. Next, hypertension. Next, hyperlipidemia. Next, paroxysmal atrial fibrillation. Next, chronic back pain. Next, iron deficiency anemia. Next, history of sleep apnea. Next, DGD. Next, GERD. Treatment plan. Discuss with patient about his symptoms. He was recommended that because of being a diabetic and chronic swelling of his lower extremities, I mean, he would be better served by going to the ER and have it evaluated, but patient refused. He wanted antibiotic. He was started on Bactrim DS, one tablet twice a day. His blood sugars would be monitored. We'll get routine labs, and we'll get arterial Dopplers of both the lower extremities. We'll continue other medications. He will call the office or let the nurses know if there's any change. We'll follow up on his progress, period. Next patient is Robert Veik, V-E-I-K, Robert, R-O-B-E-R-T. Date of birth is 5/11/1934. Date of service is 6/5/2026. Mr. Veik is seen in his room today for a follow-up visit. He said that he is doing well. He was recently back in the hospital. He has significant swelling of his lower extremities. He was admitted to the hospital. He's having trouble swallowing. Also was felt to be in acute and chronic congestive heart failure with a 10-pound weight gain. Has significant swelling of both the lower extremities. He denied any complaints of chest pain, denied any shortness of breath, denied any palpitations. He denied any complaints of any nausea or vomiting. He denied any headaches or blurring of vision. He does complain of feeling tired, feels, and he doesn't have that much energy. He overall otherwise has been doing well, no abdominal pain, no nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea, no other complaints. For details of past medical history, past surgical history, social history, medication, see chart. On examination, general appearance was normal. HENT examination was normal. Neck was supple. No JVD. No lymphadenopathy. Heart resonance 2 was audible. Lungs was clear to auscultation. No rails. No wheezing. Abdomen was soft. Non-tender. Ball sounds were positive. Extremities. Chronic edema, both lower extremities. Impression number 1, congestive heart failure with preserved ejection fraction. Next, dysphagia. Next, history of esophageal stricture. Next, COPD. Next, chronic urinary retention. Next, chronic kidney disease, stage 3B. Next, coronary artery disease, status post-CABG. Next, hypertension. Next, history of paroxysmal atrial fibrillation. Next, chronic anemia. Next, degenerative joint disease. Treatment plan discussed with patient about her symptom, his symptoms. He seems to be stable at the present time. He will continue his current medications. He will follow up with gastroenterology, also with urology. He is supposed to have repeat EGD done. We'll monitor his weights, we'll adjust his Bumex dosage, we'll continue other medications, we'll follow up on his progress. If he has any other symptoms or complaints, he'll let the nurses know or call the office, period. Next patient is Robert Goin, G-O-U-I-N, Robert, R-O-B-E-R-T. Date of birth is 3/19/1936. Date of service is 5/26/2026. Mr. Goin is seen in his room today for a follow-up visit. He seems to be doing well. His scab from one of the toe wound has sloughed, and there is a raw area which is slightly red. He denies any complaints of chest pain. He denies any shortness of breath. He denies any palpitations. He denies any complaints of any nausea or vomiting. He often does refuse his insulin as well as Bumex dosage. No other complaints. On examination, general appearance was normal. HENT examination was normal. Neck was supple, no JVD, no lymphadenopathy. Heart SNS2 was audible. Lungs was clear to auscultation. No rales, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. Ball sounds were positive. Extremities, chronic edema, both lower extremities. Toes with dressing in place. I've seen the wound pictures. Impression number one, bilateral lower extremity wound / ulcer. Next, osteomyelitis. Next, type 2 diabetes mellitus, next diabetic neuropathy, next history of congestive heart failure, next history of paroxysmal atrial fibrillation, next hypertension, next hyperlipidemia, next hypothyroidism, next morbid obesity, next DJD. Treatment plan, discuss with the patient about his symptoms. Will start him on antibiotic, doxycycline 100 milligrams twice a day. Wound cultures would be done. I have recommended that he make an appointment with the wound clinic. Will continue other medications. He will follow up on will continue monitor his sugars, monitor his blood tests. Will follow up on his progress. If he has any other symptoms or complaints, he'll let the nurses know or call the office. Period. End of dictation.